Hi there, it's time for Chickarola Town. That means the Johnson family and their friends and Papa Johnson's purple people. Well, the professor didn't believe much of what Papa Johnson had been telling him until certain things began to happen. And then the professor began to believe. Oh, it's a good story, and you'll enjoy it, I'm sure. Grab the Chickarola choo-choo. It'll pull out from the station here in just a moment. But let's use that moment for this. And now down to sunny, happy Chickarola. Papa Johnson has been released from the county jail. But Papa is quivering, nervous, and shaky. That's the reason that we find him in the garage behind the Johnson home. The Professor Potash is with him. It's the professor we hear first.
Miss Johnson, you got to start acting more normal than you is now. You done been in enough trouble and all that. And since that, your lawyer done showed that you done been under too much duress. Did he say that you is now due arrest and that you ought to rest?
I ain't worried about what my lawyer said. Anybody, I don't care who it is, if you done been under too much duress, you is due arrest. I know that, but this is a different thing. I ain't got no time to do no resting. Especially when I see that thing again last night.
What thing?
That purple people.
Miss Johnson, that's just a thing you in your imagination were popping up, boy. You ain't seen nothing.
Listen, Professor. I guess I know when I see something. Now, I see this thing, and don't stand there telling me I didn't see it. When I told you I seen it in the jailhouse, and I told you that the thing told me I'd be out of the jail 5 minutes to six, you say that I never would be out of jail and that it was impossible I'd never be out and all that. And 5 minutes to six on the nose, the sheriff turned the lock and let me out, didn't he?
Yeah, but that was them there consequentials, Miss Johnson, where coincidence there now and then. But as far as something like that happening natural and everything, well, it just don't... You was out of there 5 minutes to six.
Of course I was. And I told you that the thing said before fall that we would send a rocket to the moon, too, didn't it?
And Miss Johnson, I don't like to talk about things like that. That sounds idiotic and such as that, and I don't like to talk about it. We ain't got no business up there fooling with no moon.
I ain't said nothing about me going up there or you going up there. This little man said that there's a rocket going up there. He said that your country gonna send a rocket to the moon before the fall. That's what he said.
Oh. Well, Miss Johnson, how could he know?
I don't know.
Now, what kind of looking little fella is he?
Well, he about, he's about as tall as my thumb. And
but I don't exactly know how he look.
But I guess he look like... I don't know.
Well, if you don't know what the man look like, how you know you done seen him?
Because I did see him. He just don't look like any man that I done ever see it. He's funny looking. He looked like... Well, he got a kind of face on him like a mouse.
Oh. Miss Jolin, you ain't done been seeing mice and nothing like that age and think that they're human.
You ain't never seen no purple mouse, is you?
Oh, they might look purple in the right light.
Professor, You ain't never seen no mouse with two legs, is you?
No, sir.
And this one walks straight up on him just like you and me do.
Oh, how far did he walk?
Back and forth across the windowsill. He had big eyes, I remember that. And you could see him. Big. Sort of like that little fella on the chewing gum packages.
Oh.
His head was square, too.
Square?
Yeah.
And you say that when he talked, that he sounded real thin, like smoky, or kind of?
Yeah, real thin. Just almost, well, you don't know whether you hear him or whether actually he communicates with you some other way. In a way, it sounds like that you're hearing what he's saying. In another way, you ain't hearing it.
Oh. I mean, so. You mean that maybe, what they call, the menial telegraphy?
The who?
The menial telegraphy, you know, somebody telegraphed each other what they want, what they were saying something. There's a new kind of way that some of them talking about they're going to do it someday.
He didn't send no telegrams, no.
I ain't never no telegrams, Miss Java. There's a new kind of what they call a sixth sense that coming in. Where you can stand beside somebody and don't say nothing to them and they know what you're talking about.
Oh. They do?
Uh-huh. They can tell whether you're lying or joking. Like I can tell about you.
What about me?
Well, Miss Allen, you were lying.
All right.
Ain't you? I hope.
Listen, Professor, I see this little fella just as good as I see you, with his great, big, bright eyes that stares right at you. He don't turn them from side to side like you and me does. He look right at you. And he ain't no bigger than my thumb. And there's something else. He said that my wife was going to make up with me today.
Huh?
That's right.
Well, since you done got into all that trouble, Miss Johnson done swore she ain't never going to have nothing to do with you again. As long as either of y'all lives.
That's what he say. He say that she gonna make up with me.
But that's impossible, Miss Johnson. And even if it... What does he know about it? Little old... Something no bigger than... There ain't no Tom Thumbs that know nothing about somebody's wife gonna make up with him.
Well, that... Here come Mama now.
Oh, Randall!
Here he is, baby, ready over here.
Oh, hello, Randall. Oh, I'm so sorry about the way I've been acting, Randall. Kiss me.
Wait a minute.
Oh, Randall. What are you hanging around here for, Professor?
Oh, I was just, seeing what the purple people go, the people, Pickle Pepper, Peter Piper, I ain't hanging around here. I'm leaving. I'm for good. What I'm getting at is, never expected this to happen. So long, Miss Johnson.
And what happens after that certainly is going to make some telling for the Johnson family at this same time tomorrow. Until then, I'll be back in a moment with a moment. At this same time tomorrow, the Professor Potash is going to meet Mr. Johnson's little purple man. Be with us. I'm sure you'll have fun in Chickasaw tomorrow. Until then, thank you for today, and goodbye, everybody!